We are so very happy to be with you today to celebrate this wonderful ministry. We are ever so grateful for your love and support. Because of you, the Spiritus Christi Prison Outreach is able to offer housing to 115 men, women, and children each night. People that were once homeless and incarcerated now have a place to call home. Because of you, Spiritus Christi, we have housing programs in 8 properties stretched from the east side of the city to the west side of the city and in between. We love telling our residents that there is a whole church community that believes in you, that prays for you, that dug deep into their pockets and purchased the home that you live in. Thank you, Spiritus Christi. When I was a young adult in 1978, I landed a good job at Eastman Kodak. I knew I could make a career out of this opportunity. The American dream was at my fingertips. I had a car, a savings account, and I knew I could purchase a house in another year or two. I worked in the darkroom at Kodak, and I had a lot of time in silence and reflection. And I could picture my future, and I knew that my soul, that holy place where God our Creator dwells within, was thirsting for something much more. At that time, I was attending Corpus Christi Church, and I was hanging around Sister Margie and Father Jim and Julie Augsbury. Well, they were not only preaching the gospel, they were living the gospel. Their words, their actions in the inner city with the homeless, the poor, the incarcerated, stirred my heart to the depths of my being. One night at dinner, I announced to Mom and Dad, I said, "Mom, Dad, I'm quitting my job at Kodak. I'm moving from the village of Webster to Webster Avenue." I was taking an apartment right over the Corpus Christi Center. They just shook their head and said, "Oh, Jimmy." I got that a lot as a kid, and I still do for my mom. They said, "We had worked our whole life to try to get out of the city, to move to the suburbs, and give you the best opportunity you could afford." And they did. I had a wonderful childhood. I had good schools. I played sports, lifelong friends. I was safe and secure. The American dream I was born into because of my parents' hard work and because of the color of my skin. To be honest, it was a really scary move from the comforts of my home to the suburbs, to my apartment on Webster and Parcells Avenue. I had to enter my apartment through an alley just past Louis' Corner Store. Someone had been murdered on the sidewalk shortly after I moved in. I had no paycheck, an uncertain future, and I desperately needed God as I walked in this foreign land. I so wanted to keep that fire that was burning in my spirit alive. You see, when I had everything at my fingertips and lived in my comfortable cocoon, I didn't really need God in my daily life. At Corpus Christi, I learned to depend on God every day. To this very day, I am so far over my head at the prison outreach. Please don't tell my bosses. But they know that I'm surrounded by a wonderful, wonderful team. But I can't imagine leaving my house in the morning, going to work, without surrendering to God and asking for his guidance, his wisdom, and his strength. Every year, over 100 men and women make the courageous pilgrim to leave their life as they know it and make radical changes. They move into Nielsen House and Jennifer House. Sometimes they come on their own, and sometimes they are escorted by a correction officer in handcuffs directly from jail or prison. It is with incredible courage that they leave the lifestyle that was familiar. They leave family and friends and move into a home with a group of men or a group of women who are strangers, and now they are expected to become community and family. Staff will ask them to follow a structure, to be accountable, to sit at the dinner table, to take a turn cooking, and oh, by the way, how do you feel? Talk about scary. The men and women at the Jennifer House and Nielsen House are so courageous. They work so hard at changing their lives. Sometimes the fear and the trauma of their past gets the best of them, and they act out. Some break the rules. Some argue with staff. In the early days, we used to say, "Well, if you don't like it, you can leave. Leave. Where would they go? To the streets? To an abandoned house? Back to jail? Far too many of our alumni have died out there. I'm so grateful that Father Jim and Sister Margie didn't say, "Hey, Smitty, grow up, will ya? Stop acting like a 22-year-old, or get out of here." I would have had to say to Sister Margie, "But I am 22. Instead, they afforded me a ton of grace, encouragement, and patience. They believed in me and saw something in me that I could not. Today, we are learning at the prison outreach to offer a ton of grace, empathy, encouragement, and patience. We say we know it's scary. We know how uncomfortable this is. Tell us about your fear. Tell us where it hurts. And we acknowledge the tremendous courage that radical life change require. This is why 25 out of our 34 staff members are people who were once homeless and incarcerated. They understand and can relate to the struggle and the challenges that our residents go through. They offer hope just by being there in their very presence. Says to them, "If I can do it, you can do it." The prison outreach has been a part of this community since 1980. We owe a great deal to the 1,000 men and women who have come through this community, calling us to be honest, to look at it with each other and with ourselves, to look deeply inside and find out what God is asking us to do. They inspire us to do the courageous work, to challenge our own mediocrity, and to be true to ourselves and follow our spirit. Today we have two courageous speakers. As you listen to them, open your heart and let them inspire you to look within your own life. What's God asking you to do? Please join with me and offer a Spiritus Christi welcome to Nicole and to James.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nicole Hall. As you grow into your stronger future self, your past no longer becomes something that has happened to you. Your past becomes something that has happened for you. This quote is now how I look at myself. By the grace of a loving God and the Jennifer House, I no longer let my past define me or dictate who I am. I currently have 1 year and 22 days sober. This is the longest I've ever had. It is because God placed such strong and courageous women like Lisa, Deshaun, Corey, and Julia, to name a few, in my life when I needed help and I needed them the most. When I stopped believing in myself, they never did. The first 5 months, okay, maybe six, I had some of my own ways of thinking. I would forget some of the rules. Yet they never gave up on me. They helped me identify my mistakes, and with patience, they guide me back on track. We have to make mistakes in order to grow. And with their help, I have grown into a strong, confident woman. January 2023, while incarcerated, I remember seeing Deshaun, not our first run-in, embarrassed, homeless, and hopeless. A few months later, with God's help, I finally surrendered and came walking through those doors. I actually came crutching through those doors with only the clothes I was wearing, a few hospital pillows, and my crutches. With commitment, dedication, hard work, and support from the staff, and help from all the sisters in the house, 11 months later, I finally am moving into Flower City too. Thank you, Spiritus Christi. With boxes full of my own things, and forever friends, and connections I made in the house, and some of those girls are gonna be my neighbors now too. This journey started as moving from a rehab into the Jennifer House to get sober and recover. It turned out to be a home with sisterhood I didn't know existed. My best friend, Mariah Brown, moved in 5 months later, which is who my journey of the Jennifer House began with over 3 years ago. I never thought any of this would be possible. I never knew this is what I needed, but God did, and I thank him every night and every day for all of this and what's to come. Of course, this was not easy, and there was good days and there was bad days, and there was days there was no fun. There was days there was a lot of fun, and I'm sure the office wished they had a volume dial because they asked God how such a petite woman had such a loud voice, or a way to close their ears off because I can sure talk a lot. But I always felt supported, and going to the Nielsen House, being with the boys and their staff, joining Spiritus Christi and everyone, seeing Jim, Elizabeth, Pastor Jim, Reverend Myra, Reverend Seeley, and all the events has made my time here so much fun, enjoyable. And seeing everybody has made me feel like they care. I felt wanted, and it gave me so much hope. But the greatest gift of all that the Jennifer House has given me is motherhood. It has given me my motherhood back. It has been about 4 years due to not wanting to go into my children's lives in and out because of addiction that my three daughters, Jocelyn, 13, Madeline, 8, and Olivia, 6, that we have not seen nor spoken to each other. But about a month ago, with the help of my two biggest supporters, Lisa and Julia, we started the reunification process. We are now writing letters, and when they play sports in school, I will be seeing them again. There is no greater joy than this, and I want to personally thank the Jennifer House and everyone that has helped with this. Three young ladies do not have to bury their mother today. And I want to thank God for this too, because without this, this wouldn't have been possible. I get to be an inspiration to many girls and many women and make my family proud. I get to help other women see that change is possible and we can learn from our mistakes and we are not alone. I am very, very soon moving out of the Jennifer House, but it only means I have a forever home behind me, and with God as my rock and the Jennifer House as my solid foundation, I get to look forward to a promising future, and I'm full of hopes and dreams as I never was before. As I crutched through those doors, I'm so grateful I took the advice from Lisa, tie a knot and hold on, because I did. And I no longer am blaming my past, and I am using it as an excuse, and no longer using it as an excuse. I am so grateful for it, because without it, I never would have gotten here. Thank you to everyone at the Jennifer House, Spiritus Christi, and I love all the ladies. I'm so thankful, grateful, and blessed, and I will leave you with 2 Corinthians 5:7, walk by faith, not by sight. Thank you.
I just want you guys to know, and you guys know this, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, because I sure am. I sure am. My name is James Brown, you know. I have been free from my addiction for 1 year and 3 weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, and honored guests, and all my fellow individuals on this incredible journey of recovery. Before I found the Nelson House, my life was a turbulent storm, characterized by homelessness, pain, and constant struggle with addiction. I hurt not only myself, but those who cared about me. I lived a life of desperation, one that often led me down the path of stealing and causing harm to others. But today I stand before you as a testament to the transformation of power, of recovery, and the unwavering support that can be found within the walls of a place like the Nelson House. The Nelson House has been an invaluable asset to my journey, providing me with a sanctuary where I could rebuild my life, heal my wounds, and recover my sense of self, which I lost through my addiction. Today I have integrity. Today I have a God of my understanding. Today I have a family that loves me and I love them. Today I have a positive community. I'm around positive people who does positive things and go in positive places. And I thank each and every one of you guys. You know, coming through the Nelson House, I was lost, despair, broken, didn't trust no one. My house was on sand. And you know when you have a house on sand, it sinks. But being around the staff and my fellow brothers at the Nelson House helped me build my house on a solid foundation. My plumbing I got built, it built real solid. You know, I started believing in myself because I accepted God once again. You know, no more despair. The Nelson House had shown me life, gave me life, and saved my life. And today, all I want to do is just give back. And I am so grateful and so thankful. Over the past year, I've learned that recovery is not a solitary endeavor. It's a collective journey that requires the support of others who have faced similar challenges. I stand here before you, a true testimony. The Nelson House has been more than just a counselors and mentors. They have been my pillar of strength, my guiding, by guiding me through moments of weakness and celebrating my triumph, no matter how small. Today I am no longer defined by my mistakes of my past. I am not the person who hurt people or stole to feed my cravings. Through the support of the Nelson House, I have found a new identity, one grounded in sobriety and the commitment to be a better person and to have a better life. I want to express my gratitude to everyone who has been a part of my journey. family, friends, and the Nelson House community. Your belief in me, even when I struggled to believe in myself, has been the driving force behind my recovery. To those who may still be on the journey, on their journey, I want you to know that change is possible with the right support and a genuine desire to embrace a new way of life. Recovery is not just a dream. It's a reality waiting to unfold. In closing, I stand here as a living proof that recovery is not only about overcoming addiction, but about reclaiming one's life. The Nelson House has been a beacon of hope in my darkness moments, and I am eternally grateful for the love and support that has paved the way for my transformation. Thank you, and may you all continue to inspire and uplift each other. Thank you.